With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza is now confirmed in Minnesota. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the first 2024 outbreak in Minnesota in a Meeker County flock. The current outbreak, confirmed on April 11th, has affected 70,100 birds. Meeker County saw four outbreaks in commercial turkey flocks in 2023. Earlier this spring, the Minnesota Board of Health issued guidance for biosecurity measures to help all poultry owners in the state. Poultry owners might be used to us sounding an alarm on HPAI this time of year and talking about how biosecurity can limit the impact of this disease, says Shauna Voss, the senior veterinarian for the Minnesota Board of Animal Health. She adds, this year we're taking a new approach, and instead of highlighting one disease, we're highlighting one solution for many diseases, which is effective biosecurity. Since 2022, the virus has affected 88.11 million birds. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
For North Dakota customers, the best wheat quality is more than just high grades and protein. It's the functional performance that matters. Things like strong dough, large loaf volumes, and bright yellow pasta. While environment has an impact each year, genetics also play a role. There are differences in varieties, and maintaining our premium-priced customers depends on producers choosing those varieties with the best balance of yield, disease resistance, and inherent quality. Ask for more than just the highest yield when selecting your wheat varieties. This message from the North Dakota Wheat Commission.
The USDA's April wheat outlook shows global wheat ending stocks for 2023-2024 are projected down this month by 0.6 million metric tons to 258.3 million metric tons. The agency says that's the lowest level in 8 years. The biggest factor in this month's decline is India's wheat stocks, which are forecast down 2.1 million metric tons to 6.9 million metric tons. India's government stocks estimates implied a stronger pace of use than previously expected. If this forecast is realized, India's ending stocks will have declined more than 20 million metric tons from the peak of 27.8 million tons in 2020-2021. Global stocks have slipped 39 million metric tons from the peak level of 297 million metric tons in 2019-2020, with China estimated to account for 18 million metric tons of that decline. The total exporter held ending stocks have been relatively consistent over the last several years, not showing the same declining trend as China and India stocks. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.